Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. Let's get on with the show here. Robin Carter.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the history of the effort to establish a police review commission here in Santa Cruz?
Okay, Robin. First of all, thank you for inviting us this evening. We really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. This effort started about a year and a half ago. In November of 1990, the coalition formed. We were engaged in a public advocacy program to encourage people to support a police review commission. The rationale behind that were that people had complaints of police misconduct, and the only place that they could turn was the police department itself. In order to file a complaint of police misconduct, you have to go to the police department. The only people to investigate that complaint is the police department. At the time, the only place you could get a form to make that complaint was at the police department, and the complainant was never informed of the outcome of that complaint. In January, about 3 months later, the city council created a public safety committee composing of three members of the council, Catherine Byers, Don Lane, and Scott Kennedy. They engaged in a study in the next year about police review commissions throughout the state of California and the United States. And part of that was by the information that we had provided to them. They, about a few months ago, as a result of that study, recommended to the council at large that the city of Santa Cruz needed a police review commission. The question was what form to take. That matter went before the city council, and they have directed the public safety committee, the majority of the council, five of the seven members, to come back to the council with a proposal for a police review commission. So the public safety committee is going to be holding public hearings about what the police review commission should look like in the next few weeks. The first meeting is going to be March 31st, at least that's the first tentative date, and the second meeting is April 8th. From 7 to 10 at the City Council Chambers.
And these certainly are open to the public.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, people should definitely come.
We're encouraging as many people as want to come and express their views.
Where are they going to be located?
The City Council Chambers.
Okay.
Yeah, tentatively at the City Council Chambers.
Right. John, you're joining us here in the studio. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what form does the coalition see that this police review commission is going to take? John Malkin?
We want definitely an open process and a process where people would feel comfortable in coming with their complaints and definitely a place where people would feel that their complaints are being taken seriously and not being prejudged. So we're developing that kind of proposal for the commission and a place that's separate from the police department. As it's been in the past, until November, actually, people had to go. Like Margaret said, people had to go to the police department to get a complaint form. It took about 5 months for the police department finally, after pressure from the coalition and from the public safety committee, to get complaint forms made available at the city clerk's office, where now you can get them. But hopefully the commission will be an open place where people can feel comfortable about filing their complaints.
What about the duties of the commission? Can you tell us a little bit about that? Right now we've got the Internal Affairs Office, a faction of the police department, but this commission is going to be something, a separate entity, mm-hmm. Completely. But what role is it going to take? Is it going to be, can you tell us a little bit about the role that the commission, or that you see, that you desire this commission to take?
One role is to investigate complaints independent of the police department. Another role is then to make recommendations about discipline or actions that should be taken as a result of the investigation that they've done. Also, we're wanting the commission to be able to have input in the policy and procedures of the police department. You know, if a policy is in itself harming people, an example often given is a chokehold that's being used, that's legal, that's being taught to the police uh-huh. officers. If it turns out that that is inappropriate and that's decided by the commission, that should change, things like that. And also deciding where money and officer time should be spent.
You say that hopefully its role will be to advise as to the punishment an abusive officer would receive. Now, How heavy will this advice be? Is it going to be significant? And who will they be advising? The police department ultimately or some other body?
The commission would recommend first to the chief of police what discipline it thinks is appropriate. If the commission, according in our proposal, if the commission were not satisfied with the discipline imposed by the chief of police, it could request that the city manager review it. In the event that they were not satisfied with the city manager's actions, they could take it to the city council. Presently, whatever discipline is imposed by the chief of police with the review of the city manager.
And this is in the works. That's a proposal
that you
just outlined.
Yes, our proposal that we've submitted to the Public Safety Committee.
They have submitted a proposal as well. It's a bit different.
The police?
The Police Officers Association has submitted a proposal. It's unique. It lacks some very important qualities that we would hope would be included in the commission. But the Public Safety Committee has written a proposal, and that's what these study sessions are about that are happening at the end of the month to get more information so they can make their proposal more well-rounded.
So it will be the police, the Public Safety Commission, and the coalition to establish a police review commission all together at March 31st meeting, working this out? And anyone else?
The Public Safety Committee is sponsoring a study session so that all the city council members will be invited to attend. At that hearing, they will invite experts from out of town as well as coalition members. The Police Officers Association will have an opportunity to speak and other interested parties. And we will be, all of us, the public at large, will be speaking to the city council members who, as a result of that, will be, as a result of that, coming up with a proposed ordinance, the draft proposal for a commission in the Santa Cruz area.
With your sights on, what this draft is going to contain now, what's the process here? Give me the procedure, the outline. Let's say that I go to, I bring a case upon the Police Review Commission, and I say, look, here's my situation. Here's what happened. I was treated unfairly. What's the next step?
Depends upon what is ultimately decided. Our proposal calls for that complaint to be investigated by the commission's investigator. They would have an opportunity to review all of the police documents and coming up with their notions about what had happened. The commission then would have an opportunity to hold a hearing to interview the complainant, the person who's brought the complaint, such as yourself, the officer involved, any other independent witnesses that were available, and to, from that information, reach a decision about whether or not what you complain of actually happened. If so, it would make a recommendation to the police department about what discipline should be taken. At the same time, internal affairs could be engaging in an investigation. One of our suggestions in order to come up for funding for this commission is that the internal affairs budget could be rerouted into an investigator and investigators, plural, for the Police Review Commission. According to the draft concepts that have been put out by the Public Safety Committee, their idea is that the commission would wait until internal affairs has completed that investigation, their investigation, and then the commission would get the reports from internal affairs. Their proposal does not at this point call for an opportunity for the commission to call before it the witnesses or the officer. And then based on this information that they've gotten from internal affairs, the commission would make a recommendation to the chief of police.
As internal affairs operates right now, could you maybe give us a few examples or tell us what the coalition thinks is wrong with that? How do you respond to people who say, oh, Santa Cruz internal affairs, it's working fine here, we don't have a problem?
First of all, we have no idea whether or not internal affairs is doing a good job or not, because the public has no access to that information. And until 1991, no one was informed of the outcome of their complaint. And in fact, the people we know who have filed complaints in 1991, only one hasn't been told whether or not the complaint was sustained, but simply engaged in a mediation process with that officer. Because the process in the police department is entirely closed, we have no way of knowing whether or not they're doing a good job. The complainant, in numbers of occasions, has not even been interviewed by internal affairs. John has some statistics on the people who have contacted us about their complaints about internal affairs. It's an entirely secret process. Only people who work with that officer are investigating it, and there's no reason to have any confidence in it.
It sounds like there's a real need for something like this in Santa Cruz. Why hasn't there been one before this? Is there a negligence, or what's happening?
There was an attempt some years ago, and I'm not sure what went wrong with that. That was a countywide commission that people were trying to get. I don't know what happened with that. I think that, well, having worked on this now for some months, it takes a lot of energy, meeting with the council people, being out on the streets collecting complaints, listening to people. And
how many complaints do you have there, John? I'm interested to know.
Well, we actually, in the past 7 months, we collected about 75 complaints.
75? And complaints saying what? Saying that I was treated unfairly,
yeah.
Saying that it was all done on paper, saying I never even spoke to anybody, it was all done
yeah.
via mail.
Of those 75 complaints, 55 were against city police officers. The rest were CHP, Scotts Valley, Capitola. There are complaints of racist language. There are complaints of physical abuse. There are complaints about the complaint process. People went in to make a complaint, and they were told, I know that officer, and I don't think he'd do that to you. That's uh-huh. where the complaint ended.
And these are complaints brought to you. You didn't go and seek these out.
No.
So there's probably a lot more going
yeah.
on.
Yeah, and that's why it's hard to know, really, what level of misconduct there is in the city. The police department would give statistics about how many complaints they got. Of course, they have no idea how many complaints they didn't get. People don't feel comfortable going to the police department. People feel intimidated about that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Now, you said that in this last year you mentioned something about that only one case was brought to court. And everything else was done behind closed doors, but certainly you must, you must agree with me that, yeah, there was some internal affairs work done on it. Maybe the field officer was reprimanded by his superior or whatever like that. We don't know those stats.
Yeah, we don't.
That is still behind closed doors. But the question is how will this police review commission be more fair to the victims now than what the Internal Affairs Office of Santa Cruz is now doing?
Well, part of it is that, as John Crew from the San Francisco ACLU has explained, what complainants are interested in is a process that they can believe in. And right now, there isn't a process. They have no opportunity to hear an officer explain what happened or didn't happen. They have no opportunity to go in and talk to a forum of people who are not police officers. They're not informed of what the outcome of their complaint is. There is a lack of confidence and even in going to file the complaint. For example, 7 women have filed complaints of sexual misconduct against a single officer in the Santa Cruz Police Department.
Uh-huh.
Until we told them about the process and until they were informed that there are other people who were also the victim of it, they felt there was no reason to come forward, none whatsoever. They weren't aware of the process, and once they were informed of the process, they thought that it was futile.
So the Police Review Commission is going to be a little bit easier. They're going to people are going to be able to access it a lot easier, a little more welcome in, open arms, come on in, let's talk, let's share some thoughts about what's happening. What's going to happen when you do decide to, I don't know, would you say prosecute, take a case to court, go beyond just your internal work of what you're doing at the Police Review Commission or at your headquarters, but yet you take it one step further. What's going to happen there? You take it into court. Is that going to be, or not court, but you take it into where you have a meeting now with yourselves and police officers and chiefs and everyone else who's a little hearing, a hearing. Is that going to be open to the public here?
Well, that's a matter that needs to be decided in Santa Cruz. Our proposal calls for such a hearing to be open to the mm-hmm. public. There is concerns among the Public Safety Committee members that and the city manager that the process should be closed. We feel that it's necessary to bring this out into the public because one of the rationales or the need for this is that it has always been done behind closed doors. It's a secret process, a secret club. Nobody knows what's going on. And the Public Safety Committee is concerned, well, this is a matter of personnel. It should be kept quiet. One of the reasons for that is they feel that perhaps that the commission would not have access to other complaints that were issued against that police officer if it was held in public. We've informed them that recent law suggests that that's not the case. If they held their hearings in public, they could still have full access to the police officer's complaint record. Another concern is that people don't really get down and dirty and talk about reality in an open setting. And this is a comment that has been made by a few people, that if you really want to know what happened, you need to do it behind closed doors. And our concern is that perhaps there will be some decline in the forthrightness and the testimony or in the questions that occurs in public. But unless it's in public, it's not going to cure the lack of confidence that that the public currently has in the process.
There is a lack of confidence in our police departments.
There's a lack of confidence in the complaint process. That's certain. And that then leads to concerns about generally what kind of quality of police department we have available to us, since we don't know what's going on.
Uh-huh. Our guests this evening I'll talk about, Margaret Marr and John Malkin, both from the Coalition to Form a Police Review Commission in Santa Cruz. I invite you to go to your phones now. 459-4036 is the phone number to call. If you'd like to share some thoughts or ideas about this police commission, what you think should or should not happen, give us a call right now in the studio.
The number is 459-4036 to call and ask Margaret Marr or John Malkin any questions you have. But before that, will you tell us a little bit about how this commission will be established? Will it be elected by the people or appointed by the city council or by the police department, or how will it work?
Most likely the commissioners will be appointed by city council people.
Okay.
Hopefully in a public setting. So.
Okay, we've got a phone call.
Talk about you're on the air. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, I just wanted to share one anecdote, an episode that I had showing the kind of integrity that we can get from police departments on police reviews. This happened actually not, out of fairness, this happened not in Santa Cruz, but in San Jose. There were four of us who were in the vehicle, and we were endangered in a way that I won't describe further detail because it's not necessary for the point, by a very, very reckless driving of a police officer. And so two of us made complaints on separate dates to the San Jose Police Department to complain of this and have it investigated. And we were felt very satisfied because each of us received a detailed investigation and a very plausible account of how this horrible thing could have happened. And the only thing is that when we compared the notes, we were given two entirely different stories, and we realized that no investigation, in fact, had happened. It's just some two different officers had each engaged in their respective creative writing exercises to go ahead and fool the public into thinking that there were bona fide police investigations on their internal review. I just want to share that because there may be many other people who have made complaints who have felt that they were treated well and that they did look into it when I don't, after having experienced that with one police agency, I just don't believe the cops anymore. This is Ray Grunack. I'm a local attorney. I'll go ahead and hang up. And
yeah, well, thank you for that call, Ray. Yeah, that's a question. Do citizens have access to the police reports?
Of internal affairs?
No. Right. No, they don't.
No.
So it's done on paperwork. That was something that was brought up at this SCAN meeting last Thursday night here in Santa Cruz, discussed the idea that, physical gestures during testimony sure do mean a lot. And everything that's here done on paper just doesn't say anything. They don't bring out the emotions, the feeling that is involved in what's happening here. And that's another need for this public hearings thing,
mm-hmm.
I would say. 459-4036, if you'd like to join our conversation.
Complainants need a form in which to explain what happened to them. And that was one of the things that John Crew explained, is that when an event occurs to you, you want an opportunity to explain what happened. And right now, there isn't that opportunity.
Great. We'll take a phone call. KZSC, you're on the air.
Yes. I heard the question there about why hasn't there been a police review commission before now?
Yes.
And I just wanted to air some points here. It seems like that police abuse of power is and has been increasing in recent years. And this has led to the public realizing that the police investigating themselves has not worked, and it doesn't work, and that citizen review of the police is really necessary at this time. And so there has to be public pressure to get that established, because the police are very resistant to it, it seems. And so public pressure to get this police review commission is really necessary. I just wanted to make that point.
Yeah, certainly it's necessary, but the question is, do we need it in Santa Cruz? Why do we need it in Santa Cruz?
We need it everywhere. Absolutely. And the police department and police departments all over the country say that they are developing methods of community policing, and that has to include the community. We are half of that, and that would include a police review commission, a commission where the community would have input. So we all need it.
That would be another function of this police review commission, an input, the broader, how do I want to say this, the upper casket, who's going to be, are you going to be like a model role-playing for these police officers, or would that be a role of this commission? To actually come up with some thoughts and ideas of how officers should conduct themselves in public? As in, like, no more chokeholds. We don't want chokeholds in Santa Cruz. We don't want you to trip us with clubs.
We get an idea of that from complaints, I think.
One of the primary purposes of the commission is to be an avenue for the community to reflect its values about what it wants from the police department. Mm-hmm. Right now, almost every other department in the city government has some kind of a commission. The police department is alone in the absence of that. And you're right, that one of the functions we believe that this commission should have is informing the police department about the policies and procedures that it should be engaging in.
Excellent. KZSC, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to, number one, say hi to Ray. I met him once on a bus over the hill, and he's working with Alan Brady, who is an interesting example of the iron fist of truth and the power that the state has when it wants to mess with you, right? Alan Brady is a gentleman who is working towards getting hemp legalized for economic purposes.
And your comment on the police review commission?
Pounds of seeds, and is going to be going back through the system again. So the system definitely can manipulate you if it wants to. But
right,
what I wanted to address on the point of police review and just police in general, you know, as our society becomes more and more, at least from one perspective, oriented towards alienation, cops become more of the intercessionary functioners in society. And it kind of stands to follow that the type of characters in general that might become police officers can be not of the highest caliber, right? So I wonder whether we get what we deserve might fit the circumstance. You know, if we're going to be honest about police officers, maybe we should pay them considerably more than we pay them.
Maybe we should pay them more. That's an interesting thought.
Police officers. It's an interesting study. It seems that police officers are paid more than public defenders right now, in part because police officers are eligible for overtime. one of the concerns that Santa Cruz police officers have is that they're not as well paid as those over the hill, but the reality is that salaries on this side of the hill are lower than they are on the other side of the hill, no matter what your occupation is.
What's the entering salary? Any idea?
Ooh.
Got me. I don't know.
I don't know.
Above 10, less than 50? We can just...
Less than... It's right in there somewhere.
If we were about outreach and human contact, I think we'd have less need for violent force to divide us, which is what cops do, you know, the whole idea of law and order. Now, I'm not saying let's do away with cops, but I think a lot of the problems that we see in society, including more and more in Santa Cruz, there's certainly more violence in the streets of Santa Cruz, I think it's brought about by this alienation in general and the not my brother's keeper kind of an attitude. And as long as we proceed down that line, we can expect to have more violence and more corruption in the police department.
Not only is it not my brother's keeper, but the congestion that we have in Santa Cruz. As more people come here, there's less space. This anxiety amongst people, that's not really the issue, but our caller raised an idea, force. Let's take this other call on KZSC's talk about. You're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I had a few comments here. This is Aloysius from Capitola. And basically what it is, I find this whole discussion of police review board somewhat ludicrous. We live in a police state. We live in a society that dumps all the problems, including the homeless, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, family disputes. We dump it in the cop's lap, say, here, you take care of it. We have laws, you know, like nude sunbathing. Don't feed the birds in Capitola. I think we've got to look a lot deeper than a police review board. Let's look at why it's necessary to have a police state, and let's look at why we have to dump all our problems, you know, say, here, police force, you handle it. And I'll take any comments on the air.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought, kind of getting into Machiavelli's The Prince there, his idea. what about that? John?
I haven't read it.
Yeah. The idea is do we need this police force, or should it take another avenue? Is it just the
commission?
Yeah, or commission, or even this caller's raised the idea about a police force in general. Do we need a higher order, or should we just be responsible for ourselves? Margaret Marr.
Well, I'm a firm believer in solving the problem that is presently before us, and there are real human beings who are on a regular day basis harassed by these ridiculous laws, and those people are the less enfranchised members of our community. The poor and homeless among us get littering tickets when the rich do not. The poor and homeless among us get jaywalking tickets when the rich do not. And if we are going to be able to put a handle on that and to direct our police department to say rich and poor alike are to be treated equally, we need some avenue for the public to communicate that. Right now, there is no avenue for that, and that's one of the reasons why we need a police review commission who can help establish the policies and procedures of the police department.
I kind of don't feel... Caller, are you still there? One last time. Are you still there, caller? Too bad. We lost him. He was bringing it... Well, let's see if he came back. KZSC, you're on the air.
Hi. I don't think there's anything ludicrous about wanting a review commission, but I think it's true that it goes deeper than that, and one thing that has got to be is a system where a police officer is subject to the same laws that a citizen is. If a police officer grabs you or batters you, and later he can't justify it legally, then he should be subject to the same penalties for battery, same imprisonment term as anyone else. And with that, you wouldn't get these goon mentality people wanting to be cops so that they can take out their violent urges, because they would no longer be protected in doing it.
Interesting thought. Who has the say? Who's got the final word in the court system? Is it going to be my word against your word? And who's going to win in that case? My word as the complainant, as Margaret, you've been terming it that, or is it the police officer? If there's not enough evidence on both sides, are they going to drop it? Is it going to go in favor of the police officer, John Malkin?
Most often, if it's a complainant's word against an officer's word, either the complaint is exonerated because of a lack of evidence, or they give the benefit of the doubt to the officer. That's how it has been.
Tie goes to the police officer.
Tie goes to police officer, Margaret Marr. Does that answer your question, Colin?
No, I just want to respond to what the guy just said. That's true, and the officer is often assumed to be the one that's telling the truth, even though it's well known that officers routinely will lie to justify when they've broken the law.
Well, constituents will lie also, or people, the complainants, will also lie. Is there justice left? Is that our question? I mean, I don't think that all of these police officers are going in there just because they have this violent rage that need to release and get paid for it.
No.
That's not happening.
No.
No, that's a big generalization, and I completely disagree with that callers.
His impression is one that's shared by many, that police officers skew the truth in favor of their impressions. And it is that kind of a bias or public perception of bias that we need to have a police review commission, a civilian review commission, so that confidence can be re-engendered in the police department.
I'd like to see the word communication